other. And every faith, a heart, a fallen brother can rediscover.
Welcome to the Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio, a time to explore our Catholic faith and find out about ways to share the faith with others. Help create the possibility of an encounter with the person of Jesus Christ in the lives of others by living out the call to the new evangelization and helping fellow Catholics rediscover full life in the Church. The Rediscover Hour starts now.
And welcome to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Jeff Cavins, and we're so happy to have you with us on this Christmas morning. If you're listening on Saturday, it was yesterday. If it was Sunday, it was a couple days ago, but it's still the Christmas season. But Merry Christmas to you. On behalf of the Archdiocese of St. Paul and Minneapolis, the Office of Evangelization and Catechesis, and Relevant Radio, a Merry Christmas to you. We're here. We're finally here. It's so interesting because it's such a long preparation for Christmas. We begin, actually, in our culture now, we begin before Thanksgiving and start to look at decorations and gift planning and trips and flights and all those things. And we focus on this one day, and there's something magical. And I use that in the kind of a broad way. There's something magical about today, you know, and waking up in the morning, everything that happened last night with your family. Maybe you have a tradition of getting together on your wife's side of the family on Christmas Eve and opening presents. And then perhaps maybe you have the tradition on Sunday morning, and there's, you know, there's certain things that don't change. I remember growing up and going every year down to Iowa, a small town in Iowa called Sheraton, south of Des Moines. And we would drive down there, and the closer we got to Grandma and Grandpa's house, the more magical the day became. And you'd go to Grandma and Grandpa's house, and there was something about midnight mass that was so mystical and so wonderful. That's sort of turned into 4 in the afternoon mass now, but back then it truly was a midnight mass. And part of the beauty was we got to stay up late. And then when we went back home, we tried to stay up to see if maybe Santa was going to visit us, and we'd end up going to sleep. But there's certain smells, there's candies, there's fruit, there's packages and trees and rooms and relatives, and it's all so familiar, but it's all so good. And it's just a great time of the year. But the thing we're celebrating is Jesus' birth. We're celebrating the fact that the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, has come to us. And that's what we mean by Emmanuel. Above all the gifts, above all the music, above everything, it's the reality that God has come to us. Heaven has intersected time, and it has changed our lives forever. And we have to ask ourselves the question, why? Why did God come to earth? Couldn't he have waved a magic wand? Couldn't he have just placed a present in Santa's sleigh that somehow unlocked salvation for all of us in a miraculous way? Well, I suppose he could have, but the truth of the matter is he came, and he came to die for our sins, and he came to establish his kingdom in the new covenant, and he came to show us how to live. And so as we focus on this baby, Jesus, coming to earth, Emmanuel, God with us, we also have to acknowledge that he is the King and that he is showing us how to live, and he's showing us what real, true love is. And that's what Christmas is about. Yes, it's morphed into different things, that's for sure, but you know, we have to keep in mind that that is what this holiday, that's what this feast is all about. It's about God coming to you. And so I want to encourage you today. Maybe you're in the car on the way to Grandma's house. Maybe you're going to your sister's, your brother's. Maybe you're shut in this year. And maybe you're at the hospital and you're listening to Relevant Radio. I want you to know something, and that is God loves you. And he came for you. He came for you this year, because he loves you and he wants to share his divine life with you, and he wants to raise you up as an adopted son and daughter into his marvelous family, the Church. And I'm here to remind you of that and to encourage you that no matter how hard life is for you right now, if this has been a very difficult year with your job or your health or the loss of a loved one, I want you to know, even in the midst of what feels like darkness and what feels like a difficult time, God has intersected your trouble. He has come and placed himself in the midst of your difficulties, and he loves you. He is giving himself to you as a gift, a complete gift. So be encouraged, knowing that God is here, He's in your life, and as a result of that, your life will never be the same ever again, now and for eternity. So Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. God loves you. We've got a great show today. If you are on the way to someone's house to celebrate Christmas, or you are in the hospital or shut in, I want you to know that we've got some great music for you today, some Christmas music and some commentary also that we are going to be talking about. I say we. Who am I talking about? Me, myself, and I? No, we got a guest host with us today. And joining me on this Christmas show is a new friend, Jacob Benda. He is the liturgist over at St. Vincent de Paul in Brooklyn Park. That's my own home parish, Father Tracy, a great pastor. And Jacob Benda comes to us all the way from Louisiana, but he's actually a northerner. He's kind of a St. Cloud guy come home here, and he's going to join us on the show. So I want to introduce my co-host today. Jacob, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, Jeff. Thank you for having me here, and Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners.
I appreciate it very much. It's going to be good. We got a number of songs that we're going to be listening to today as we celebrate Christmas and maybe add some commentary in between. But you are a true liturgist. You're not a guy that has just 25 CDs at home and likes music and said, hey, you know, I could lead some music in the church. You're formally trained, and this is your life, isn't it?
It is. It's been my life since I was 7 years old, and I've had a supportive family and a supportive wife and wonderful teachers, and it's brought me here to this place, back home to Minnesota, and I'm really enjoying it.
Well, you're taking a break and joining us because this is a busy time of year, and today there is a number of masses going on, and last night and yesterday afternoon people going to the Christmas Eve mass. This is a busy time for you. What goes into planning all of that?
Months of preparation.
Literally,
yes. Especially at St. Vincent de Paul, we have several ensembles, and each ensemble does different music. So it's, you know, you have to coordinate the music for the different masses, and each mass attracts a different congregation. So it's, you just have to plan it one at a time.
That is an awful lot of work. Yeah. Music has been your background, and give us a little of your background and your training. You're formally trained in classical music, I believe.
Yes, I grew up in St. Cloud, and I started piano lessons when I was 7 years old with Susan Janey in St. Cloud, and I studied all the way through high school alongside playing soccer, so I was able to incorporate sports into my life as well, which is a blessing. And I went on to move to Mississippi with my parents as a senior in high school, and there, I graduated high school, and I moved on to a community college where I played soccer and then started studying music even more seriously at the college level. And from there, I went to Louisiana State University, got my undergraduate degree in piano, mm-hmm. and then got my master's and doctorate in organ performance. So the keyboard has been my home.
It sounds like it. Your life is expressed through that keyboard. You know, earlier this summer, I had an opportunity to work with Matt Maher. And Matt Maher, for you that don't know, is really quite a singer. Look him up. He's a great contemporary singer, and he's won several Dove Awards for his work. And I was talking to him, and I incorporated, before he sang, and I incorporated some of our discussion into the introduction, in that a musician in music does something that the spoken word oftentimes cannot do. It's almost like the spoken word comes to a point where it does what it can do, but it can't go any further, and music can go a little bit further. It's like music has a power, or it's a medium all its own. And when the musician plays or sings a beautiful song, like some of them we're going to hear today during this hour, it's like they reach down deep inside their heart and pull out very personal things to share the realities of the kingdom of God with people. And so you are, in a sense, vulnerable as a musician. How would you characterize the difference between the spoken word and music?
Well, I completely agree with you, Jeff. I think that music has a quality all of its own, and I'd like to quote St. Augustine, who said that, this is a paraphrase, that one who sings loves. Mm. And I think that music and love have a lot to do with one another, because there's vulnerability involved with
one who sings loves. I like that.
Yeah. And you notice he doesn't say one who sings well loves, but one
who
sings.
That's because he's talking to Catholics. But you're right. When you sing, you do love. It is very personal.
Yep.
That's powerful. I've often heard it said of people who teach, as I do, that the teacher learns twice, you know, is that you study it and then you teach it, and you learn it as your students are learning it too. Well, we've got a number of great songs that we're going to be talking about as we go through the hour here. Not too long ago, we had this first artist with us, and her name is Allie Aaliyah. I am so impressed, Jacob, with this young lady. She has a tone to her, a quality, a depth to her music that is so powerful and rich. And you and I got to listen to a little bit of her music just yesterday, in fact. What'd you think?
I thought it was beautiful. You can tell that she has her own voice. You know, there's a passion about the way she sings, and it communicates very effectively.
It truly does. The song is called You Are, and she has a couple of lines in there that I just want to point out at this Christmas time that are very powerful. She talks about how Jesus is someone so small, this baby Jesus, but someone so small accomplished all these things. And as you think about that baby Jesus born to the Virgin Mary, this baby accomplished the redemption of mankind, a gift so small, accomplished all these things. And then she talks about how the darkness will not overcome. And I want to encourage you today, you know, wherever you're going in the car, wherever you're listening from, that if you feel like your life is being enveloped in darkness, listen, the darkness will not overcome. And you know why? Because Emmanuel is here. That's Jesus. He's with you. God is with us. That's what Emmanuel means. The incarnate word that we celebrate today, this king, this infant so small, can accomplish so much in your life. So I'd like to introduce you to this beautiful song, kind of a non-traditional song for Christmas time, but listen to the words. It is a Christmas song. It's by Allie Aaliyah. It's called You Are.
Is this the great I am, King of Kings, the one who's come to set the captives free? How can one so small accomplish all these things? And yet you have enraptured me. You've enraptured me. In seeking you, I'm already found. The light shines in the darkness all around. Yet the darkness will not overcome. Emmanuel, you're the chosen one. You're the chosen one. You're the chosen one.
Come to me.
That's Aaliyah, You Are. What a beautiful, beautiful song. Notice those words in the middle of the song. He's the comforter and he's the counselor. And sometimes, you know, we're in the midst of a holiday like this, a great, great feast. And maybe things haven't been the greatest in your life this last year. And Christmas is not all about packages and jumping up around and candy and food and things, but it's about just simply the fact that there's a counselor, there's a comforter that has been given to you this year. And I pray that you will take time to spend time with the counselor and the comforter, perhaps maybe later on today, going to your parish and spending a little time in adoration with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Wouldn't that be a great thing to do, to reciprocate, to give back to Jesus? It just takes some time to say thank you. I'm being joined today by Jacob Benda on the Rediscover Hour here on Christmas. And Jacob, I tell you, it's music like Ali's that really deeply touches my heart. I can listen to talks all day and think, oh, that's a good talk. But sometimes music just really gets down into the heart.
Absolutely.
You know, in a powerful way. What do you think the place of music is in our faith? What does music do?
Well, I think that's a great question for me as a music minister and for all of us who are Catholics to understand what the role of music is in our church, because it's very unique. It's a part of our history. And whenever I have come to this question or any question about the faith, I try to look at the documents. I try to see what does the church have to say mm-hmm. about this question. And it says very clearly that the purpose of sacred music is to glorify God and to sanctify the faithful. And I see the ordering of that very intentional. Glorify God is first. Mm-hmm. If we're seeking to do that, sanctifying the faithful is just going to be an outpouring from that source. So for all those who are directors of music and in music ministry, if we make that our focus, we're going to reach the faithful, no problem. Mm-hmm. And music itself, as we've been talking about, is a very powerful messenger and communicator. And I find that it has the ability to access our inner life in other ways that other forms of expression can't do. And if I may share one example,
sure.
When I was a graduate student, at the end of the semester, we'd have to give a piano exam. We work up some music, and we have to play it for the faculty. And I remember in one instance, I played a piece by Franz Schubert, and I thought it went okay. But afterwards, my piano professor approached me, and he caught me off guard, and he said, "You know, Jacob, I never knew that you were so spiritual." And I thought, well, that's an interesting comment. I guess I'll take that for the better. And in retrospect, I think back to that, and I think, you know, it's really, I accomplished what I wanted to do that day. I was able to communicate something without words. I was able sure. to use music to do that. And I think the church has understood that from the very beginning of the church, that music is very powerful. So it's been a part of the history of the church, from Gregorian chant to motets to organ improvisations of the 20th century by Dupre, and to the artists that we're hearing today.
Sure. And some of the great music of this time of the year, by some of the great masters, Bach and Beethoven and Mozart, they just simply bring you to a place that is, you can't express it in words. You can just enjoy it. And I love that about the music. Mm-hmm. If you just joined us, you're listening to the Rediscover Hour. It's a special Christmas presentation today. When we come back from the break, we're going to hear from Vicki Kippers. You might remember last year she spent the show with us talking about her music. And we got a special song, The First Noel, that we're going to be sharing with Vicki Kippers as we come back from our break. Don't go away. Merry Christmas. Remember, we're here to celebrate Jesus. We'll be back in just a moment.
On Call with Wendy Weiss.
Many people we hear about, Doctor, here on Relevant Radio, share with us that the early church fathers was the door that led them home to the Catholic Church.
The fathers are kind of a missing link between the Bible, between the apostles and us today. People who actually sat at the feet of the apostles. And it just shows you how they were bringing forward what they heard from the apostles and Christ, bringing that forward, and how that developed so beautifully in the life of the church amidst all sorts of drama, battles, difficulties, you know, really gives you a sense of being anchored. And it shows you really that things like the Eucharist, like devotion to Mary and the saints, that sometimes many Christians think were added on later, you know, by in the Middle Ages. You know, these things, no, they go back to the beginning. They're part of the family heritage.
Looking for solid Catholic answers to your daily challenges? On Call with Wendy Weiss. Weekdays at 1 Central, 2 p.m. Eastern on Relevant Radio.
I'll find you there. I'll find you there. It's here.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour and Merry Christmas on this Christmas morning. We hope you're going to have a great day. Maybe Christmas is kind of over. Maybe it happened last night on Christmas Eve, and you're doing different things today. You know, during Christmas, you have an opportunity, most families do at least, to get together with relatives and loved ones. And sometimes that can be difficult to get together with loved ones. And other times it's just very, very, very good and very funny. You know, there's something about getting together with your family and you laugh at almost everything. It's really remarkable. But I would encourage you today, as you're getting ready to go over to Grandma's house or wherever, to use this as an opportunity to let Christ shine through you, to remember that this is Jesus' birthday and we come to his day to gift him and to honor him. And we can do that not only with what we say, but what we do. And maybe Christmas is tense in your household, you know, and there might be dynamics there that are right under the hood and the atmosphere can get thick. But you can be a minister of reconciliation. You can be one who brings peace and joy and hope and optimism to others that you are talking about. So compliment people. Be kind and charitable in everything that you do today. You know that love covers a multitude of sins, the scripture says. And as we walk in love, the kind of love that God provides for us, which is agape love, it's unconditional love, it's self-sacrificing love for another person's eternal good. You can exercise that today and have a profound impact on your celebration. In other words, I'd put it this way. When you go to Grandma's house or wherever you're going, the minute you walk into that room, the room changes. Why? Jesus is there in you. He's there in you. I want to share with you a beautiful song. By the way, I'm joined by Jacob Benda today. He's co-hosting with me. He's the liturgist at St. Vincent de Paul in Brooklyn Park. And Jacob, this next song is one of the classics, The First Noel. That's not a newbie.
It's not. It's been around for a couple hundred years.
Is it that old, really?
Yep, it's an old English carol.
I know, yes. I've only been listening for around 50 or so. But yeah, The First Noel. And Vicki Kippers, let me tell you a little bit about Vicki. Vicki is she's a fantastic singer, absolutely fantastic. She's the former Miss Minnesota back in the 80s, I believe it was. And her husband is the Chancellor of Civil Law for the Archdiocese, one of my best friends, Joe Kippers. He does a fantastic job. He's a holy man, and he teaches at the Catechetical Institute. Really a great family, the Kippers. So Vicki gifts you all today with this beautiful song, The First Noel. And that's Vicki Kippers on the Rediscover Hour, the first Noel, one of the classics for this beautiful, beautiful day. Merry Christmas to you. If you've just got in the car and you're on your way to your relative's house, you're listening to the Rediscover Hour, and we're playing some Christmas music, giving some encouragement to you and glorifying the Lord in all that we say and do. Jacob Benda is joining me today. He's the liturgist over at St. Vincent de Paul in Brooklyn Park. And Jacob, we got another song coming up here by another local talent, Luke Spihar. It's called O Come Emmanuel. And that, too, is one of the great classics.
It is. And it is even older than the first Noel, what we just heard. The text of O Come Emmanuel is as old as the 8th, 9th century. And the tune is a 15th century French melody. And this is also known as the O Antiphons, because from December 17th to December 23rd, there are seven antiphons that are said during evening prayer. And
I was going to say, tell our listeners what an antiphon is. Is that a new speaker, like a Marshall amp, or what is that?
It's basically a verse of text that is repeated after a scripture reading.
Okay. Yep. And they're called the O Antiphons.
O Antiphons, yes. So you hear, O come, Emmanuel. O come, and then another title of the Messiah. So you'll notice with this, there's a different title with each verse for Jesus.
And yeah. I can't think of a title for God more apropos for today than Emmanuel. Emmanuel in Hebrew means God is with us. And isn't that a beautiful thing? When you look at the Greek religion and the Roman gods, oftentimes they're the same, the Greek and the Roman. But one of the common denominators of the Greek and Roman gods is that they were what we would call above the clouds, indifferent, oftentimes using people, despising people, shaming people. And the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is not above the clouds, even though he is everywhere. But he comes below the clouds to be with us. And that is such a powerful thing. And sometimes, you know, when people are hurting, and maybe you're hurting today in some way, you don't need somebody to explain everything to you, but you need someone to be with you, to truly be with you and to understand you. And there is no one greater than Jesus Christ to be with. There's nobody greater than Jesus Christ that understands who you are and what you're going through. So if you are going through a difficult time today, I would encourage you to embrace the one who has come to be with you and to enjoy his presence, and once again, to spend that time with him. This is Luke Spihar. He's a great young talent in the Twin Cities. Keep his name also in the front of your thinking there, because you're going to be hearing more about him. He's been traveling all over the world and singing and doing such a great job, and he's gifting you today with a song, O Come Emmanuel.
Oh, Oh come Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lowly exile here, until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou rod of Jesse free, thine own from Satan's tyranny, from depths of hell thy people save, and give them victory o'er the grave. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
That's Luke Spihar, O Come Emmanuel. Almost a speak talk tone to that music. Jacob Benda is joining me. He's the liturgist over at St. Vincent de Paul in Brooklyn Park. And you were commenting, Jacob, it is almost like a speak talk. He's almost like talking, singing.
Yes.
At the same time.
And I think that's a very important quality to notice, especially those who are in choirs. You know, people tend to oversing sometimes mm-hmm. because they think they need to be an operatic star or something like that.
Well, that's me.
The best sound is where your voice is, it's just elevated speech. You know, you're using your speaking voice, but you're putting pitch to it. Mm-hmm. And that's really effective when you can do that convincingly.
Jacob, what's your favorite music style? You're a liturgist. You're a young liturgist here in the Twin Cities. What's one of your favorite music styles? And comment on the liturgy a little.
Sure. I grew up at St. Mary's Cathedral in St. Cloud, attending Mass there. And there they had a wonderful organist, a full choir, wonderful cantors. And today, that's the musical style that I really enjoy incorporating for Mass. Because you can get as wide a range dynamic as you want. The organ can get as soft as you want and as loud as you want.
Mm-hmm.
And if played judiciously, it can be very effective. And same thing with the choir. They can get as soft as they want, as big as they want. So you kind of have everything there. And then if you have a solo violinist or oboe, you know, a solo instrument to kind of get above the clouds a little bit. I think it can be very effective and, you know, bring the liturgy even higher.
You know, one of the common denominators that I hear as I watch TV and I look at some of these shows like The Voice or American Idol and some of, you know, America's Got Talent and all these shows is that some of the outstanding singers out there and some of the outstanding singers that are recognized as being pop, you know, pop stars, oftentimes they'll say, I got my start in the church. I began singing in the church. In some cases, you got to wonder where that all went wrong, but but so many people did get their start in the church. What would be your advice to young people that have this gift, and maybe parents even, and they recognize the gift of music in their children, whether it be playing an instrument or singing or leading music? How do you cultivate that?
Well, I think there are a few ways you can do that. I think joining a church choir is very beneficial because you learn to sing with others and therefore you learn to listen to others. And then you sort of find your own voice in that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, nowadays with acoustical issues, a lot of churches have microphone systems and everything. But singing with a choir, you're singing without that. You're learning how to sing properly. And then that prepares you for the future, you know, in whatever medium you wish to perform in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you can take piano lessons or organ lessons, it's beneficial musically.
Is there any chance that I could pick up, say, the piano in a week, become a master? Or do I need to, I mean, is practice necessary for all of us?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, Jeff, I'd be able to let you know within the first 10 minutes if you could learn within the week.
Well, that reminds me of something, too, and that is that beautiful music comes as a result of many, 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 many hours of practice and honing in on that skill that God has given you. And that's, you know, we've been given gifts by God, and we need to be good stewards of the things that God has given us. And out of that can come marvelous music and a great blessing to the body of Christ. So I would concur, and I would say, you know, to young people on their way to grandma's house today, I know you're listening. You're in the back seat, and mom and dad have this station on, and you're tempted to put your earbuds in and listen to something else. But listen, God, if God has given you a talent, young lady, young man, I encourage you to cultivate that and glorify God with your life. You'd be surprised at what God can do in your life. And when you get a little older, you're going to remember back at that guy on the radio that really pointed you out and said, cultivate that gift. Cultivate that gift. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we're going to listen to some beautiful music by Anna Nuzzo, a beautiful song called Jesus You Are. You're listening to the Rediscover Hour. This is a special Christmas presentation.
Rediscover.
You were there just a week ago. Give me your overall impression of what you saw.
It is as bad, if not worse, in many instances than we're seeing.
This is Cardinal Bishar Abutul Sra'i, Patriarch of Antioch and the Maronites worldwide, asking relevant radio listeners to stand in unity and solidarity with your brothers and sisters in the Middle East.
Father Richard Simon.
Our brothers and sisters in the Lord are fleeing horrendous abuse. ISIS has slave markets of young girls as young as 3, and people come from all over the Muslim world to buy girls. This is happening. The beheadings, the barbarities are incredible. We need to first welcome these people, and secondly, we need to talk to every political leader we can to say, do something about this.
And your prayers and sacrifice will ensure that the light of Christ remains in the Middle East. God bless you.
This is Relevant Radio.
Come with your light and fill up my heart.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. Merry Christmas to you. I'm Jeff Cavins, joined by Jacob Benda, the liturgist over at St. Vincent de Paul in Brooklyn Park. And we're having a great time just listening to some beautiful Christmas music, talking about Christmas and the meaning of Christmas. I want to do a little thing with you just for a moment. Let's turn back time just for a second. You know, a lot of our kids have been out at the malls and talking to Santa and telling Santa what they want and what they're dreaming of and, you know, what they're wishing for and what was written down on the list. But let me talk to you as an adult just for a moment. The odds are you didn't sit on Santa's lap this year, but you do have a desire in your life. You have wants in your life. You have something that if you could sit with Jesus, you'd say, for Christmas, I could sure use this. My guess is that it probably wouldn't be anything physical. It might be an experience, but it might also be something that's related emotionally to you, something that you are hoping for. Maybe it's peace in your life. Maybe it's joy. Maybe it's health, whatever it might be. And I would encourage you to be blunt and to be free and transparent with Jesus to say, Lord, I'm calling out to you. You are Emmanuel. You've come to me. You know, heaven has intersected reality here on earth. You've come to me, and Lord, I'm in great need of you this year. And go ahead, tell him what you need in your life. He's all sufficient. He has everything that we need to live a life of godliness. He has everything we need in terms of power to get to heaven and to be with him forever. Be bold in asking. Don't be shy, but be bold and tell him what you need this time of year. And by the way, you might just turn right around and ask the Lord, what can I give you? What can I give you? And I've got a few ideas of what he may say. He may say, I would like a life of obedience. I would like humility in your life. I would like you to be faithful, not only faithful on Sunday, but faithful on Monday through Saturday. He wants you to be faithful. He wants to spend time with you. Maybe a gift that you could give him is to start this new year with spending some time with him on a regular basis. On the way to work, when you get up in the morning, maybe start practicing Lectio Divina, the ancient art of reading and praying scripture. Maybe go to a holy hour. Maybe go to Mass an extra time in the coming days. Not just Sunday, but maybe Wednesday in the middle of the week. Maybe you need that little transfiguration experience where you go up and you meet God in a supernatural way and then come back down from that mountain to take on the rest of the week. So tell Jesus what you need today and ask him what he would like from you. You're listening to the Rediscover Hour. We've got beautiful music, and I'm joined by Jacob Benda, who, Jacob, you've so generously taken time out of your busy schedule. Here we are on Christmas, and I don't know how you got away from the office, but you're over here, and you've been very, very busy. But, you know, being a liturgist is in some ways kind of a thankless position, because you're behind the scenes pulling strings, and you're organizing all of this, and many times the parishioners don't even know who the liturgist is. And maybe we need to take time to thank our liturgists this year. What do you think of that?
Well, I'll be accepting all thank yous for the next weeks. I'm kidding. But it really makes me appreciate all the churches that I have attended growing up, that there is a lot that goes into it. And it's really a fulfilling ministry. I feel like I've grown spiritually throughout my time as a mm-hmm. liturgist, as a church musician. And I thank God for it, and I look forward to doing it for years to come.
Well, on behalf of all the liturgists in the archdiocese, I would say thank you to the liturgists, I should say, and that we appreciate what you've done. And say that in your, you know, next time you go to church, find out who the liturgist is and just tell them thank you for all you do. I want to introduce you to another great talent, Anna Nuzzo. She's from Wisconsin, and she has a beautiful song for you today. She's going to gift this song to you on Christmas, Jesus, You Are.
Gazing upon him. with eyes full of love, his heart overflowed with the truth from above.
That's Anna Nuzzo. You're on the Rediscover Hour. Welcome. And Merry Christmas to you. We've, over the last hour, have had just a great time with Jacob Benda, and he's the liturgist, which is God's timekeeper in the liturgy, from over at St. Vincent de Paul. And Jacob, thanks for joining us today. Your insights have been refreshing, and it's good to get to know you.
Thank you so much for having me, Jeff. And Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners.
Oh, I appreciate it. And we do extend that to you, a very Merry Christmas. And think about someone you might call today just to tell them, you know what? I'm so filled with the love of God and what he's done in my life. I want to pass it on to you. I love you. I like that phrase, what family is. Forget about me. I love you, and exercise that this year. We're going to take a break. When we come back, lots of things happening between now and the new year, and we're going to talk about those. You're listening to the Rediscover Hour.
Rediscover.
The spiritual life requires, in a sense, most of our best energy, if you will.
The Inner Life with Chuck Neff.
Again, that's the beauty of it, because while it might seem to be all-encompassing, it really begins to allow us to do so many other things. I hear this all the time with people who make an effort and then really commit to a holy hour, where they began thinking, I'm not going to ever be able to do this, they find that not only are they able to commit on a regular basis, daily or weekly, to this holy hour, they now find themselves having so much more time for other things that are just as important, family and prayer. That's the beautiful thing about God. He's never outdone in generosity. So if we put in the work, if you will, in our own prayer lives, in our acts of kindness and charity to others, that will bear fruit in our lives. And again, we can't expect this to happen immediately. It does require patience and perseverance. You have to stay with it.
Rock solid Catholic spiritual direction. The Inner Life with Chuck Neff. Weekdays 11 Central, 12 Eastern on Relevant Radio.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour, joined by Paul Sadek. Paul, there is life after Christmas and many events.
Indeed. The Cathedral of St. Paul, for example, invites you to start 2016 right at their first Saturday Morning of Recollection, Saturday, January 2nd, featuring two conferences by Catholic author and speaker Elizabeth Kelly. Her two presentations will be It Done Unto Me, What Mary and the Annunciation Teach Us About a Receptive Heart, and A Happy Quiet New Year, Why the Soul Needs Silence. Mini retreat begins with Mass at 8 a.m., includes Eucharistic adoration, time for prayer, opportunity for confession. For more details, go to cathedralstpaul.org or call 651-228-1766.
The Minnesota-based performing ensemble Consortium Carissimi is bringing their Epiphany concert to the St. Paul Seminary in St. Paul. The ensemble aims to bring the 21st century, the long-forgotten Italian Baroque music of the 16th and 17th centuries. Hear this brilliant concert on Friday, January 1st at 7:30 p.m. or Sunday, January 3rd at 2 p.m. in St. Mary's Chapel of the St. Paul Seminary. For more information, visit www.stthomas.edu/SPSSOD.
Do you know someone who was raised Catholic but now feels separated from the Church and seldom goes to Mass? Help bring them back home to the Catholic Church. No matter how long they've been away, no matter the reason, we invite them to consider renewing their relationship with the Church. St. Bartholomew in Wayzata offers a six-week series entitled Catholics Returning Home. It begins Tuesday, January 5th, 6:30 to 8 p.m. in the lower level of the church. To find out more, call Andrew Allen, 952-473-6601.
All young adults ages 18 to 39 are invited to come to the next Theology on Tap series. Presented by the Cathedral of St. Paul, young adults connect with others for an evening of food, fellowship, and faith. The series will be held on Wednesday evening from January 6th through February 3rd at O'Gara's in St. Paul. Social hours from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. and speaker begins at 7:30 p.m. The series kicks off with Bishop Cousins on Wednesday, January 6th. For more information, visit www.cathedralstpaul.org/CYA.
And what's up next week?
In Jeremiah 29:11, we read, "For I know well the plans I have in mind for you, plans for your welfare and not for woe, so as to give you a future and a hope." Join us on the New Year's Eve Day Show as we talk about hope in the promising new year. That's coming up next on the Rediscover Hour. Don't miss it. Next year is going to bring a lot of blessings. God bless you as you prepare.
The Rediscover Hour is heard every Friday morning at 9, Saturday evening at 6, and Sunday morning at 9 on Relevant Radio 1330. You can find show audio archives at rediscover-faith.org and at relevantradio.com, keyword rediscover. The Rediscover Hour is a production of the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis in cooperation with Relevant Radio. Rediscover.